they will feel free to suggest ways of improving, because they are the front face. They face customers day in, day out, and therefore while they handle crisis, they also come to know how this crisis can be solved. Now it's up to the organization to have the ear to listen to them, and that can happen through this such innovative champions. Yani you have a innovation champions in your team. Seventh is a superior customer benefit. How you can create a benefit for the customer, which is not a unusual, which is not a very incremental benefit. It is a superior benefit. How can you really create a distinct superior benefit for the consumers? So market gets created only if innovation offers a clear and better solution to a problem of sufficient importance. You create that shift only if there is a significance in the merit of your innovation, which customers can look through and identify his need with it. Only then he will try, taste and repeat. So only at that stage he will feel compelled to try you, taste you and repeat doing things with you. When you created an online this thing, there was a Crossword as a bookstore also online. It was there for ages, as I understand. But people probably didn't bored that, one maybe at that point of time too much of a reading and all was not very widespread. The new generation are being told to read more and continuously upgrade themselves. They also believe in that, etc. At the same time, maybe a policies of those stores earlier, no refund, there were other hindrances. So that's where you pay only by a specific manner and all. That probably prevented people boarding this thing. But when Flipkart came, they brought down all the barriers. They made it customer friendly. And when that happened, people didn't mind trying. And then when they tried, they realized, so they became repeat buyer kind of thing. Wow publicity will happen. So when you feel happy about, you will go and talk yourself about, So that's how this starts moving in favor of you. So in my house, the Flipkart has become popular through my daughter. She was a bookworm and she started using it, and her experience, got multiplied, and she felt very happy about it. Then she started telling me, Mama, you should buy this. Mama, because as the Flipkart has started increasing the range of product available, it all started with that. Now it comes to me, Papa, you should have this, have your fashion accessories ordered. And also, this is how the wow happens. That is word of mouth. Then only where then references get generated. She generates a reference. So same way, if she is approached, she will be free to generate reference. So when Flipkart offers come on WhatsApp or this thing, finally circulate to 5 friends, or fill up and win 100 rupees bonus or etc. She is prompt to fill up those 5 friends references and earn the points. Then it is up to the Flipkart and the friend, how they connect with each other. It saves time, offers convenience, freedom, privacy, a few aspects that drives customers to choose you. So there are a lot of things which offer a superior customer benefit. Just to give you that aspect, India is going to be the next major market for, as I understand, for the sex toys. Now, this was not heard about. This was banned in our country. It is officially not this thing, but yes, online stores are going to capitalize off of it now, as I understand why. One is a privacy, privacy of your place you order them. Companies have oriented themselves to deliver these goods in such a way that only you will receive. Today when Flipkart is sending a book, if it is ordered by my daughter, whether she is there or not, the book is delivered, they just take the delivery acknowledgement. But the company who are into this particular toy supply, they will ensure that this toy is only given to Ashish Hadi. If Ashish Hadi is not there, it will go back, leaving a mark that we were here to deliver, etc. Also, the packaging, the way things come to you, nobody can suspect, etc. So that's how they have oriented themselves. That has created a superior customer benefit. And therefore, more and more customers are going to come into this fold as we get the predictive information. So that's a superior customer benefit. Then comes, continue to that, innovations can create new market only if they offer a clear and better solutions. Superior customer benefit also means innovations can create new market only if they offer a clear and better solution to a problem sufficiently important to stimulate customers to try the product or service. It should appeal to customer in the first place and then repeat his action and create a word of mouth for you, That's what superior customer benefit can bring for you. Saving customers time and effort is a common benefit of market creating innovations, where either it offers a great convenience or offers a time saving this thing that will create many customers to start using it, and therefore the word of mouth will happen. Then eighth driver is affordability. Customers are open to change their behavior for superior benefit, but have the means to do so. Cost structure innovation is a common path to consumer affordability. Deccan Airways. Flying, and then the concept of low airline was nowhere in the mind of anybody. There's one gentleman who got up one day and has said, I will offer a no frill airline. So, and his rates were so affordable that it even made a train journey look costly, you know. So that's the stage where people sort of shift to low cost airline. People have no issue if there is no food being served. They have no other issues if there are no other frills available while traveling with that airlines, etc. So that's what affordability can also create. But innovative, the service core delivery of service should remain, and when affordability comes in, it really creates a distinct market for you, and many can probably join the such kind of innovative marketplace and market service to utilize. Continuous strategic innovation, the ninth and the last driver for innovation could be continuous strategic innovation. This is also very critical. Neither service business nor their manufacturing counterparts can get neglect strategic innovation. While all earlier aspects could get you either one-off innovation, emphasis on strategic innovation, nobody can neglect, whether you are in manufacturing or you are in pure service. Google maintains its strategic edge by allowing technical staff to devote one day a week to work on new business ideas called Googlelets, and by sponsoring an online idea list, open office hours with managers and periodic brainstorming sessions for employees to pitch ideas on new technologies and businesses. So there were ways and means by which a distinct shift creative ideas can be emerged through the employees. So they have worked out their ways and means of generating such shift-centric ideas, which every manufacturing and every probably service organization should develop a culture within that will really throw out of the box idea that will create a distinct strategic shift in your company's capability to service the customers. It may open new market, it may create a new opportunity to service existing customers, but it will be a distinct shift, very difficult to replicate by competition. Therefore, what Google's can do today, even Microsoft giants cannot do. So that's what the differentiation, that they are creating it for themselves. So that's what continuous strategic innovation. They came with a innovative search capabilities, but they have not rested there. They have moved on and on. Today, Google car are even becoming a threat to the existing automobile manufacturers. The remote driverless car is becoming a threat to the automobile manufacturers themselves. So there are many such things that they are coming out. This creates a real strategic shift. You know, they retain their power and position of being IT centric innovative enterprise, but they move into different shift oriented, you know, product and service portfolios, and thereby they garner more and more user base for themselves. So now we come to a stage where how service innovation can be developed. So first aspect of this is the culture itself, culture within the organization. So this particular point dwells upon that. Service innovation starts with culture. Companies operating in the inseparable sales, the quality of employees' interaction with customers is critical. We have seen those four sales where if you are in an inseparable sales, where customer has to be present at the point of service being delivered, it is your employee who make critical make or break impression on your consumers. Competitions can more easily imitate the infrastructure and a technology of an innovation and the services that you introduce, but they would find extremely difficult to copy the culture of the organization. Competition may replicate whatever externally visible by them. Culture is which is internal, culture is within the DNA of the organization, very difficult for the organization to replicate. And this culture is the base which will keep making you a service differentiator. keep helping you to find innovative ways, etc. So competition who's just merely adopting you or copying, you will always find it difficult. You will always be ahead of them. Companies have invested considerable time, effort and money to build work culture that amounts to a competitive advantage. Therefore, more and more investment is done and the research is done how to make culture itself idea centric, how to make culture innovation centric. So that is what people try, allow people to speak, people should listen to each other, have the ways and means for them to raise their voice, have them capabilities to pilot their ideas. So whatever way, and develop a people culture, that culture will take you a long way. It will keep differentiating you from your competition. They might replicate your way you service or technology bandwidth, etc. But they probably cannot replicate your cultural DNA. Companies that successfully create cultures that value human capital and innovation will see a steady stream of incremental improvements that help the bottom line. So once this culture is in place, culture of innovation, culture of being service-centric, it will keep bouncing a lot of ideas. So eventually, definitely, there are some ideas or the other which will see the commercial light of the day. And when that happens, you and your organization is always able to spring the surprise in terms of service offering, and competition will always be a laggard. Competition will always be a follower. When leaders understand the type of innovation that leads to new markets and work to implement the drivers of success, they also can build new business that position their companies for substantial growth and profitability. This is the ultimate wherein company leader who understand that in what type of innovation, that is a shift-based innovation, if that can help them to open a new market, new opportunities, and therefore their emphasis in creating the culture which allows that really differentiates them from the rest of the leaders. And that really gives a momentum to the growth of the such organizations. So as we mentioned, emphasis on culture, this particular thing takes you through. Service innovation has to encompass people, technology, knowledge and process. That dimensions of service innovation could be service concept, client interface or delivery system. It can, one of this can come out through this, and the result could be value creation for customer and the enterprise. Both customer and enterprise will benefit due to higher productivity growth and higher contribution of service sector. Productivity improvement and contribution of service into your total revenue. So it will gain you ultimately if you really create a culture based, innovation based cultural organization that harps on creating a service differentiation by bringing shift based innovation rather than mere small innovation here and there. So that the fundamental to that is a culture that you have in the organization and what kind of leadership you have that encourages a lot of innovative ideas. So that's where the relation between service innovation and the culture comes into picture. Service innovation starts with culture. Few examples that we want to cover. So some of the examples that I will take which emphasizes how the cultural shift, how the emphasis on innovation gives a greater lift to the organizations. So first and foremost, the Indian Premier League. You know, we never thought that test cricket can ever be changed, the model of test cricket can ever be changed. Then came the 50 over, which also happened after a lot of debates and all. But IPL literally changed, IPL added excitement, entertainment and thrill of result outcome, which is definitely coming out. So that is the 2020 approach that they took, and that really transformed the way cricket is being enjoyed by people. It gave a shift of a match between two countries. It made it a worldwide phenomena where people of all walks of life are playing matches. Their players are there. The excitement is such that world over people watch. So it is not a match between two countries, it is a match among the world titans, and therefore the world got involved. So it really lifted the revenue, it really lifted the reach of the advertisers, it really created a different market for itself. So that's say IPL. So where the cultural shift, this thing you will wonder is like the person who started and all believed in themselves. Yeah, they believed that, you know, something new can happen in cricket arena that can make it a fun, thrilling, result-oriented, exciting event kind of a thing. Reliance industry, the giant in itself, believed also that innovation is the crux of the thing. They have hired the innovative scientists of our country, and they have embarked on various innovative journey all within. And Devdutt Patnaik has gone on to say that Reliance is the future GE of India. General Electric is transformed into so many different industries by virtue of their sheer strength of innovative approach to handling diverse opportunities, etc. Godrej Group, yani here it is written, sorry, Godrej Soft. Godrej Group is another example where culture is there, where they have developed what you call a Chotu Cool refrigerator. This was taken into the rural India with the help of farmers and, you know, rural community people. They have popularized their hair care products using the support of barbers across the nation. So they have created that entire ambience of design furniture through a different platform altogether. So that is, they believed that, you know, innovation can really shift the business perspective and can get you the really, really a different business dimension, which will add incremental revenue and the value to your total kitty. Narayana Hrudayalaya, very famous for their cardiac low-cost surgery. While cardiac surgery, the moment you talk about, it is an invitation to the another heart attack to the patient. While they embarked on their journey of providing a very cost-economical cardiac solutions, not only that, their model became so self-driven, sustaining. They've embarked on handling cancer in that similar style and fashion and making cancer treatment more affordable. And their belief that innovation and way to innovate and the cultural shift that is required, they've adopted the telemedicine approach. And with that, they are going to now handle telemedicine, this thing which will be helping the people across Africa and all to get benefit out of it. So that's Narayan Hrudayalaya. Then Bharti Airtel. If you believed that core strength was only the mobile, this thing, then they would have also kept quiet and therein, you know, they would have also done little. Yani, but it's like a cultural shift where they have started believing that yes, they are though in the mobile business, but mobile can create the connectivity, and connectivity for which the social media is the best medium. They've got in and tied up with Twitter, where the Bharti Airtel subscriber can get their tweets free, and many such other services they've introduced, which has created a shift, a shift in the industry paradigm, and therefore others have no option but to follow them while they continue to lead in this market. Wipro, the group which is started in very olden days with only oil manufacturing, moved into computers and IT and even this thing, etc. They have started a project on a small scale where GPS based instruments were used to capture BP and, you know, various other medicinal data of the patients. When they became successful, they have moved this entire concept to create a telemedicine based product market, and they are now going leaps and bounds in this particular arena, which is a medical instrumentation or a telemedicine, you know, facilitating instrumentation, etc. Infosys is another giant in the IT industry. When industry was reeling under the pressure of recession, where most people were cutting down jobs, most people were scaling down their operation, they decided to work with young Turks and allow them dummy projects. They decided to find out how innovation this thing can come out, so that when the market reopens, they are ready to capitalize. And that's how they continue to work with those young Turks who wanted to be with them. They gave them the capability to do pilots, etc. They worked with them, and that capabilities have given them the required result. When the market again bounced back, they were ready to handle, so to say. They were not only ready to handle, they were better equipped to offer innovative solutions to their future clientele. And that's how they were able to recapitalize all the lost ground, etc. So that is Infosys. So in short, we have through this chapter understood the importance of innovation in the service industry, how innovation can create a distinctive edge, the way you can go about developing innovation within your organization, that is a 9-point program. We have come to one important conclusion, that is the culture of innovation within the organization that really sets you apart, and that's how you can create a differentiating edge in your service delivery. So that's the delivery of this particular chapter that we have understood thoroughly well. So with this, the chapter gets concluded. Thank you very much, friends.